Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. All downhill from here. Congratulations. This is a great football weekend, man.
Yeah,
you got college football playoff Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
You got playoff NFL games. Playoff games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, man.
So we got playoff football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, man.
5 days in a row.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good week,
pretty
man.
Good.
It's going to be a good jam-packed weekend, man. And I think my biggest thing is that it's so many – it's so much newness to all the playoffs. You look at the college football, you got freaking Miami and Ole Miss and Indiana, Oregon.
Yep.
Just the newness of
it's
it.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? Which is the crazy thing of it because, you know, like – Because it's Indiana, and then you got, I mean, Miami's a brand, obviously, sure. Like that, but they ain't
but it's been a while.
It's been a while since they've been here. Ole Miss, I mean, who knew it?
Never.
They're having the greatest year, and with all the stuff that's going on with them like that, man, then Oregon, obviously, you know, they've been on the come.
Yeah, they've been close.
Yeah, they've been close, and now they're right here right now. Then you go to NFL, there's no playoff, there's no Lamar, there's no Patrick Mahomes. There's none of these, the usual suspects that we look at from, you know, that you put them, because we always talk about the four and everything like that, and there's only three of them. I mean, it's only one of them in there. And so you got – it's going to be a wild, fun weekend. And when you talk about, you know, I think the NFL is up for grabs. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you. I know what the odds they say. I couldn't tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl. But in the way this mixes right
what
now.
What do the odds even say? Like, who are the odds on favorites?
I'm assuming
right now?
Seattle is.
I guess, the one seeds could probably be the
I mean, I just have no clue who is going to win this Super Bowl. It's just like I don't have any clue who's going to win the damn national championship. I'm leaning more and more towards Indiana, but it's hard to beat a good team twice.
I know.
It's hard as hell. It's hard.
And I still think that the fact that it's Indiana also just makes it a little harder for people, too. Because, like,
I'm not there no more. These dudes are legit.
I understand. But, like, if this resume had a different uniform on it, lot of people would be like, well, who's beating these guys?
Yeah.
Because they just beat Alabama by 35 points.
Right.
And they beat everybody else by a million also.
Yes.
The closest game, well, I guess Ohio State played them close in the Big Ten championship game. Oregon, the team they're playing right now, they beat them by double digits at their place.
Yes.
And I know it's hard to beat a good team twice for sure, but like if it was Ohio State in this resume, I think it would be pretty easy for people to be like, well, obviously they're just going to win the national championship. Look
right.
How good they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that it's the IU that gives people a little bit of pause because they've never done it before.
Yeah.
But boy, are they good.
They are freaking amazing.
And very well coached.
Yes, they are. And they got no drop off because they just got, they're going to smack the portal on the right cheek and left cheek. But so I was listening.
We'll get back to the portal in like 15 minutes.
I was listening to the update. Caleb, you Trey play tonight?
Trey?
Yeah.
Trey Young.
He played tonight?
For who?
For the Hawks.
No, I don't think so. Okay. No, I don't think that's going to happen again.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to trade him, you got to keep him healthy, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's questionable for tonight. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just curious.
It's a long time to miss for a dead leg.
No, it ain't.
Oh, it's not?
I don't know. I never had dead legs. Ain't even full and lively, brother. Full and lively legs.
Yeah,
can't do everything I used to, but they still function.
I don't think he will.
Okay,
but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just like because this trade seems like it to me. It seems like because we drove that it's going to happen fast. I think
maybe
to me it seems like this might happen this weekend.
I just it could. It very
What's
well
the rush?
Could. It very well could. Exactly. What's the rush? Like the trade deadline is not for another month.
And you're not getting somebody that's going to help this team now.
Probably not.
Right.
But like if you can wait longer and somebody's willing to give you more, like
exactly.
I wouldn't just take that first offer just so you can. It doesn't seem like a bad situation right now, right? Like he's not causing a problem. Seems like it's amicable.
Yeah.
He wants out. They want him out. Seems like it's okay. Probably can't play him, though.
Yeah.
So he just, I guess, travels with the team. And
I don't even want to travel. Leave my ass in Atlanta. Let me go to my L.A. mansion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. If it does take longer, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Like, at what point does he have to play at some point? Or they have to keep faking this thing or whatever? But maybe from that point, they do want it to happen faster. But I don't know. Every day it
the
seems like
the player always wants it to happen faster.
Oh, yeah, because Trey wants to go where he's going.
Yeah, the player, we always
so he can show them how good he is.
Like, let's go, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one of the things where you call your damn agent every, like, and that's when those are the times, Andy, when you just get the random text or a call from somebody that you don't really blank with like that, but you know them. Like, what the hell you want?
Hey, you just gave me a – just startled me. Like, what do you think? You freaked me out.
Dude.
I don't know this number.
The worst thing in the world. Draft night? Like, dog. Have you been drafted yet? No. Why are you texting me right
There's
now?
There's other
why
ways are you to calling find out right that information. Dude. Especially now. Yeah. Just Google it or whatever.
Ew.
Ask ChatGPT or something. They'd know.
Ready to fight. Like you've been drafted yet, dog? No. Well, let me know when it happens.
Sure, you'll be my
you're
first
my first
call,
damn call.
Man.
I'm call, before I hug my mom, I'm going to call you.
I haven't heard from you in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you'll be my first call.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how quickly it's going to happen. It is just such a weird deal with Trey. Like, how the market is shaping up. Like, it's just not, you know, there's right. not, doesn't seem to be like a great demand, and it doesn't seem like you're going to get much in return. It's kind of, it's crazy to feel like he is this type of asset right now.
Yeah.
Which it's a bummer. I don't know. I don't, if this is sort of the final few days of Trey Young as an Atlanta Hawk, it's really not fitting, I don't think, of his run as an Atlanta Hawk, but it's the way it goes sometimes, man. Not everybody gets carried off on people's shoulders. No. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so the biggest news in the NFL in the last 24 hours is that John Harbaugh and the Ravens have parted ways. 18 seasons, Super Bowl, 12 playoff runs, 180 wins, like, you know, as good of a resume as you can pretty much have with a team. And so now he's out there. He's the number one candidate, obviously.
Yeah.
So much so that there's 6 jobs open. Well, 7 now, but the Ravens don't count for him. 6 jobs available and 9 teams want him.
Yep. Now, some of that is agent talk. We understand that.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I buy it.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is that he's going to want what he wants, and meaning that he's going to want his people. And if you are a coach that is, like, on the borderline of maybe or the hot – not going to say a hot seat or the possibility that he's an upgrade of you, then I would be worried also. And if you're a general manager – who survived, I'll put it in there, like, who survived the coach being fired.
Yeah.
It's a possibility that you're going to lose
like
your
Cleveland.
Job, too. Like Cleveland, like the Giants.
Arizona.
Yeah,
He's not going to Cleveland.
He's not going to Cleveland.
Or Arizona.
I know that him and the GM from Arizona, I was reading this morning, that they're close.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, they're close.
Oh, maybe.
But, yeah, I don't see that happening. But I can see, you know, him in a position where I think he will interview here in Atlanta. And hear what they – just hear what they got to say. Just hear what they have to say. I
would hear what everybody
has
to say.
I just find it hard, and I could be wrong. Again, he just might want to just coach ball that he's going to answer to anybody other than the owner.
No, I mean, if you believe the reports as to why it came to an end in Baltimore, it's because it was a struggle over decision-making and who has what power and final say and all that kind of stuff. Why would he want it different?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that was enough for it to end there, I don't think I'd go to a different place and want less.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, and that sort of confuses it a little bit. From a Falcons standpoint.
He interviews them. You don't interview him.
And who's interviewing
him?
Because the Falcons haven't announced the president of football operations yet. There isn't a general manager. We'll find out more tomorrow probably when Arthur Blank meets with the media. But right. I don't know what all we'll find out because they probably won't have made a hire by then. Maybe they will, but I don't know that they will. And then you get back to the same question we've asked all along, assuming Matt Ryan's the president of football operations, is what does that mean for candidates? Does that make you more interested in the job if you're out there and available and other teams want you or less? I don't know.
I don't know.
Not less, but I don't know. I really have no idea. I don't know how he's viewed by them.
Yeah,
how could you? Because he's never been there before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think if you ask any of these people out there, they have a ton of respect for Matt. Have a ton of respect for him as a player.
But you'd have to also think they would not know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You just don't know.
Yeah.
You know. And so you look at it from there, like, and as we talked about it, we mentioned it, and we kind of said more about it yesterday. When you look at Matt Ryan, you look at maybe a possible first-time GM, you look at a first-time possible head coach, that's a lot of youth. I'm talking about youthful in age also, but just as far as that kind of experience of running a football team, it's just different. But that could be one of the things where the veteran on the team could be that DC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like how we talked about it, you know.
Yeah, you find a way to do that, or I don't know if there's a veteran offensive coordinator.
Or something.
Probably want to hire a coach who's sort of the offensive coordinator. Maybe that seems to be the trend in the league the last decade or so, but I don't know. You don't have to do that. You can hire a defensive coach.
Look at the last 3 years of losses for this man. You got a guy who missed the field goal, who for some reason somebody saw some dumbass say, well, he's a young quarterback, young kicker, they shouldn't have put him in that position.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
They should also have a veteran kicker?
Yeah, you think they got a clutch kicker?
They used to. He was a pervert.
Oh, my God.
They had to cut him.
Exactly. He was a nasty-ass freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you're like, the year before, you think Mark Andrews drops the ball.
Yeah. He never does.
Zay Flowers, as bad as Lamar played, Zay Flowers is going into it for the touchdown and fumbles. Like, this dude.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, a couple breaks this way, that way.
It's crazy. Look,
the guy makes the field goal. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's at least still the coach today.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. He gets to coach one more game. I don't know if they lose that game and he's out. I'm not sure. Seems like possibility that Tomlin still could be. And maybe you said this earlier. I think it's a good point. Maybe this gives the Steelers even more kind of encouragement to be like, yeah, okay, we can move on too. Like, even if you win you got in the playoffs, but just barely.
Yeah, Mike T ain't being fired. Mike T leaving.
Right.
Yeah,
Mike T. But maybe they can mutually part ways or something like that. Yeah.
Sean was fired.
I need Mike T giving press conferences forever.
Yes.
Because he just answers questions so brilliantly. Also, that dance that he did after they won the game the other night was really good.
Yes.
I don't know what all that was, but the kiss that he blew to the camera, that was a kiss good my ass.
Pretty much.
That's what that was, which pretty was
much.
Great.
Pretty much.
Lions announced they're firing offensive coordinator John Morton.
Not surprised.
Well, he had been demoted.
Yeah, he'd been demoted, yeah. So not surprised that his ass, he's gone. And now, you know, Dan's got to find him a new OC.
Yeah.
Somebody that shares his Kingsbury. Vision and everything.
No, I don't know.
Who?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
He's available.
That. He's available, and he's going to interview for some head coaching jobs also. But I think that, you know, Big Red. I mean, with Red, as I call him, Jason Garrett, he's interviewing for jobs. You know, I think when you want, you got to put it out there, man. There's a lot of young quarterback coaches I saw that are, like, getting opportunities and looks. So, I mean, it could be a situation where this league's going to continue to get younger coaches.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, the trend that we just mentioned, the trend is young offensive-minded guys.
Yes.
Zane Gonzalez was just named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
I like it.
What an interesting bookend to the season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Week one, you lose because your kicker misses, and that sets off a chain reaction of awful
special
teams all season.
I wouldn't be surprised if you hear him being signed in the next day or so.
Somebody said that. I don't remember who I was talking to. Was it somewhere? They were like, the first thing he needs to do is sign Zane Gonzalez.
It was that call we were on the other day.
My bad.
Yeah, that uninformative call.
I was like, all right, no, I don't know if it's the first thing. But, yeah, we can bring Zane Gonzalez back. That's cool, whatever. Just let's not have to have three kickers next year.
Yeah, let's just – how about that?
But that's also line item.
Oh, you just missed the dance.
L.
He just did a dance.
I like that dance.
Yeah, he just did the dance.
The heart, the Tomlin.
That's what we're going to start calling it?
Yeah.
The Tomlin?
The Tomlin.
The Tomlin.
It's pretty good.
Oh, man. Andy, we're going to be out in the streets tomorrow. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw getting people ready for the semifinals of college football playoff. But just pace yourself.
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
We're going to get you all primed up, and then you'll wait 5 hours, and then it'll start.
Yeah, so come out and enjoy all the eats, drinks, and scenic views as we get you ready for those matchups. That's me and Andy tomorrow at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw starting at 11 o'clock.
All right, so we'll get into a college football corner coming up next. I think we'd probably be best served to talk about the football games that are going to be happening on Thursday and Friday. We also could have that transfer portal conversation we just had off the air as well. Surgeon General's warning.
The game is tomorrow, though, so we can do whatever we want.
Surgeon General's warning. I'm going to sound like a grump coming up next. Okay? Sorry. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes, as well as Chris Goddard up, Atlanta Drive golfer. They won last night in the TGL. He hits it a really long ways. Plus, his short game is really good. Chipped in at a big moment last night for the Atlanta Drive. So we'll get Chris Goddard up in here in about 20 minutes as well. We'll get to a college football corner in just a minute.
Andy, how do your kids react to when you and your wife are being affectionate?
it depends on which one you're talking about. Like, Lily says, ugh.
Okay, all right, okay. Usually, like, if I'm hugging my wife, you know me, I'm a cheek grabber.
Sure.
You know, they're like, yeah, stop, daddy. She said this, we were all sitting in the kitchen, and she's like, hey, daddy. And they all said, yeah. I was like, yeah, what? I didn't touch her. Mm-hmm. They're like, she called you daddy. I said, well, okay. Like, is that another gross thing?
Not to me.
I'm like,
to a kid, I could see how it definitely would be. Yeah.
To a kid that your mama call him daddy?
Yep.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, any sign of affection between...
I understand the kissing and the hugging part about it. I understand that part. But like,
when somebody calls you daddy, it's kind of like they're calling, like, they're being submissive and they want you, you know, she wants you to be your daddy.
I understand all that. I get all that. But all she said was, all she said was that.
Yeah.
And they got a, ew.
Yeah.
No different than if she came in and said, hey, lover, that'd probably be the same reaction.
Or baby.
Okay, if my wife ever comes into me and says, hey, lover.
Hello, lover.
Who you cheating on me with? Who you cheating on me with?
That's not what you call me.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, lover.
That's somebody else's
pet name. That sounds like something that that means she got a younger boyfriend. That sounds like something old, well, it does. Because, you know, when I was out in them streets, I just messed with the cougs. Yeah. She's like, oh, hi, lover.
Really?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, they had that damn that 900 voice,
the smoker voice.
Yeah. Like you call my phone. Hi, lover.
I know. There's something real good about that.
Yeah, dog.
Really, really good.
Yeah, but I was like,
anyway, let me come back.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, no, they don't like any of it. Anytime me and Ashley do anything, Lily says or Jack, if we're hugging, whatever. Jack tries to get in the middle.
Yeah,
but Jack will get like sit in Ashley's lap and kiss her and look at me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you better get away from my wife.
Sebastian does that,
and he's like, and then he'll kiss her and be like, it's my wife, and I'm like, well, you little son of a gun.
I'm like that with Sebastian. Like, dog, get a paw for her.
And then the worst one, I'll tell you the worst one, just a hug, anything, Boone starts barking at the top of his lungs because he's like, last time you guys did that, another one got made.
Right.
So two's enough. Two's enough. This one keeps trying to ride me and pull my ears.
Yeah, man.
Don't be creating any more of these monsters running around here. So, we got to be covert with our affection.
Oh, yeah. I was like that.
Sneak off in the closet. Nobody's around.
That is an ill? Like,
I know.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of here, man.
This is how you got here.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Ew. You wouldn't even be around if there wasn't for this.
Okay. I know. All right, so I ain't crazy.
No,
I'm sitting there looking, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. It does annoy me, though. It really bothers me.
What?
It's like, there's nothing gross about it.
Oh.
This is natural.
Y'all better leave me the hell alone. This is my, do you see that one?
And learn.
That's why I don't like him around. I'm like, hey, dog, get off my lady. I don't care. I know y'all hers, too. But y'all, that's mine. I got up touching my wife.
Jack will look at me and be like, it's my wife. And then we have to fight.
Yeah, I ain't afraid to fight. You fight a toddler.
Fight a two-year-old. Yeah. Yeah, it's an easy win.
Hell yeah. For the affections of my woman.
Yeah, it's easy. All right, let's get to a college football corner. All right, so there's some breaking news out of the world of college football. Caleb Downs just announces that he's headed to the NFL draft. No surprise.
Oh, yeah, like that's
– But that he announced
news?
It. Well, he announced it. So he's going.
He's going.
That man's going to be drafted in the top 10.
Yeah, Ty Simpson has
very, very good player.
Ty Simpson has also decided he's going to leave Alabama early. But, yeah, that Caleb Downs.
Carnell Tate as well from Ohio State.
Man, I'd be more surprised they stayed.
Shocked.
Yeah, shocked if they stayed. I'd be breaking news if they stayed.
Yeah, it would be less surprising if they were transferring somewhere. You know, so I'm actually going to transfer because this school is going to give me $10 million and I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of transferring, Washington quarterback Damon Williams, who announced on Friday, I even talked about this yesterday with BA, right?
Yep.
I was like, he said he was staying and I was excited. And then I was like, am I really excited about that? But I was because he's good.
Right.
Is not, I guess. He's entered the transfer portal. So he says he wants to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Washington's like, nah, you can't go to the transfer portal. Because reportedly, Friday, when all the announcement came out that he was coming back to Washington, he signed an NIL deal.
Yep.
And from what I've heard from pretty reliable folks is that that's around $5 million,
mm-hmm.
And that it was signed.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
I guess he got a better offer someplace else and wants to go do that.
Okay.
And it sounds very much like the next step is litigation. So
yeah. My thing is like, and I just let him go. That's my thought process. I think it's dirty and nasty, but you gotta let him go.
I agree.
And I think, you know, the messed up part is the tampering aspect of it.
You know,
I don't like that part. That's the only thing. It's just dirty. It's just dirty. It's just dirty. I'm not gonna say kids because he's grown at. These are grown. These are these. No,
they're not kids.
They're not kids. They're old enough to know that right or. I don't say right or wrong because I'm not saying the kid is wrong.
Yeah,
or anything like that.
And I'm not saying.
But
I agree.
You
I agree
what
with what you're saying 100%. I do feel like we sort of excuse.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. Like I don't. Again, right or wrong, whatever. We excuse behavior that we wouldn't like. Genuinely, like generally celebrate just by saying. Well, they're kids. Right. Well, not really. They're not nine. Like, yeah. But now they're not fully grown up.
Yes, they're still
realized adults.
And if you're saying that's five, then he's going to get, what, six? What did the dude from Texas Tech get?
Yeah, the report is it'll be six.
Okay.
And the report is it'll be LSU.
But that's what I'm saying. And so then you look at it from that standpoint, and if, again, you can't believe everything on the internet, but it is funny if it's true that Sam Levitt is sitting there next to Lane Kiffin courtside at an LSU basketball game, and this comes out.
Yeah, I mean, the Kiffin – if this is what happened,
yes.
Like, he's going to the right place and playing for the right guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because the whole Kiffin saga this offseason has been insane anyway. And then for Sam Levitt to potentially be there with him, and he was there with him at the LSU game, while I guess the Damon Williams thing was happening. And so, all right.
Yeah, so.
I mean, but it sounds very much, and I agree with you, like, just let him go.
Yeah.
Like, let's not do... Unless, and I don't know, maybe this isn't realistic, but at some point something is going to be the thing that is too far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is it.
Mm-hmm.
People's reaction to it seems to be a little bit more powerful than a lot of these. And maybe that's just because I'm looking at that because I'm a Washington fan.
I think it's just more or less because the sign, you signed something.
Are you seeing the same thing, that people's reaction to this is a little bit more strong than it has been to any of the other ones before it?
I think just because of the fact that they feel like it was signed. Now, my thing with it is this. Like, it goes back to everything that we always talk about when the coaches and leave and all those different things. There's undersigned contracts. They just leave.
Who?
When coaches do it.
Sure.
You know, and so you can go back to that and everything like that. I just don't like the tampering aspect of it. I don't like the fact that you can just openly just go after a player.
On another team. With a signed NIL deal.
Because you didn't get the guy that you wanted.
Right, and
if I'm a player, that's how I'd view it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're coming to me now that you didn't get the guy you wanted.
Right.
You know, and then I'm saying I can stay somewhere where I'm comfortable, where I know, and the money's about the same, you know. And so that's the only thing I could really say about it. But yeah, it's crazy.
If it ends up being, though, the thing that leads to people caring enough about it to try to change all of this stuff, then great.
Yeah, but
I don't know that it actually will be.
No, I don't think it will either.
Well, because here's the problem: like the issue with all of it is the calendar.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, in order to get everything aligned and have it work in a systematic way, the way that the NFL works, is that you would have to get the calendar figured out to where this isn't happening during the season and all of that.
Right.
Well, the problem with college football's calendar is college.
Yep. Pretty much.
You know?
Yeah.
These guys supposedly are beholden to a semester or quarter system, you know? As long as that's still true, technically.
Which is going to be still true.
Which it will be, because 98% of these guys don't go to the NFL.
Why are they trying to fool themselves that this is an academic thing? Which it is, but like, okay, we got to get this guy in school for the academic year. Really?
Yeah, because it's still college football.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
The best thing college football could do is just be football.
Yeah, because, leave the college out of it.
Because, no, these guys, yeah, no.
Come on,
I mean, I know some of them are going to college and getting a degree and taking it seriously and all that kind of stuff. But, like, if you're transferring to five schools,
your credits aren't transferring. I'm about to say, dude, your transcript.
You're not doing a degree.
Your damn transcript look like the damn stock market.
Yeah.
Up and down.
You're not graduating with a whatever. You're not doing that. You're trying to get to the league, which is fine. I have no problem with that.
No problem at all.
Like the facade. When's the last time a player was academically ineligible?
Oh, man.
2008?
So maybe.
I haven't heard about it in a decade.
Yeah.
Because it used to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, he's not going to be able to play till October because he didn't get his grades right.
Yeah, man, that's the crazy thing about it. It's like, you know, because I remember, was I still in college when they started doing the six credit hours or something so you can play in a bowl game and stuff like that?
I remember that,
remember
too.
That?
Yeah, another thing no one cares about.
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza's graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking online classes so he could qualify, whatever.
Exactly.
He won the Heisman Trophy. It's professional football.
That's all it is,
man. Stop joking around. That's how you fix the calendar and get rid of this kind of stuff, too. Because then you could collectively bargain, and then there could be real contracts, and then there could be other benefits, and then guys would actually have to stay places, and then we wouldn't be doing this. You know what I mean? And it wouldn't be conversations about calendars and stuff like that. That'd be better.
Laughing at something. Saw this. Over 1,000 different people have called Mike Jones in the last hour, Andy.
How come?
They got the. They remember the number like you.
I know, but is the song still out?
I don't know, man. Oh. FaceTime now. I think he still has the number.
That's awesome. I think Mike Jones is up to right now.
Oh, man.
Besides answering FaceTimes from
I don't know,
diehards.
Man. I don't know. Before they gave me love, I just love it. Thought I was a scrub.
Well, you were. You got a bunch of money.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Now they want you.
Yeah.
All right. I mean.
Back then, now you're hot.
Hey.
All on you.
Yeah, dog. I mean, it's one of the things. Yeah. I mean, the money part is always the fun. But the newfound fineness. I raise my hand. I got newfound fineness. when I got paper and put them rims on that damn Escalade.
Funny how that works.
I got newfound fineness. Sure enough, did.
Think back
I
can?
You think I discriminated? Because you know what?
Who cares?
Who cares?
You're here now.
That's up around. You don't really come hang out with Abe and Buckle Up Ultra for a Hawks watch party this Friday. They play on take on Denver Nuggets. Oh, Jokic is playing. It's going to be at Hudson Grill in Midtown. Love that place. Enter to win Hawks tickets or a $50 gift card to the Hawks shop. There's specials on Michelob Ultra. Must be 21, and please drink responsibly.
Chris Goddard's going to join us next. Golfer, yeah. Atlanta Drive. They win yesterday. They're 2-0. Championship defense off to a great start. We'll get to the back page with Bo as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump Day. Atlanta Drive had a TGL match last night in which they won. Now they're 2-0. Chris Goddard was a big part of that. He'll join us shortly, maybe, to recap last night's match, catch up with him. And we'll get to the back page with Bo in just a few minutes as well. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 1:20. I saw some footage of Mark Schlereth that he was involved in last night when I watched the Elway documentary.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I told you it was good. It's funny.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. But my thing, it was so funny because I was sitting there watching it, and Donald was watching it with me, and they showed his house. Elway's house on the lake.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, where the hell is that at?
Idaho. Yeah, it looked like Idaho.
Oh, dude, I started Googling. Okay. I was like, I need to see if we can get up there.
Did you find out what lake that was? Was that Coeur d'Alene or was it Pend'Oreille?
I think it was Pend'Oreille.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But yeah.
I've been there.
I was like, hold on. What, starting price?
Oh, yeah, I know. Right?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of Elways.
Yeah. It's Idaho.
Yeah, man.
What the hell? It's Idaho. And we're talking about
really
starting at $5 million.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, man.
It's Idaho.
Those Idaho lakes are crazy, man. Like, it's just mansions.
Unbelievable.
It's, you know, it is. It's Elways, I don't know, like Brady, like or like Microsoft people.
It's Idaho.
Oh, it's really pretty. I don't know what you saw it. You looked at it. Who are you trying to?
Any?
Yeah, no, you don't want
to. Oh, okay. No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be an outlier if we was up
ooh,
there.
More than that.
Yeah.
Okay. More than an outlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like some headquarters up there and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't be welcome.
There's other lakes, man. But it is really nice.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
That's why it's so expensive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Keep your eye. Damn. I was like, whoa, this is beautiful home. It was a beautiful home. But yeah, crazy, 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 crazy story. The whole him and Dan Reeves and Mike Shanahan and all that stuff.
I had no idea about any of that stuff. Like, I didn't realize the Super Bowl between the Falcons was a revenge for him and Shanahan. I didn't know that at all. I had no knowledge of that whatsoever.
Dan Reeves,
Yeah,
because he fired him.
Yeah,
he fired Mike Shanahan after he tried to have a powwow between him and John Elway.
Right, he just was trying to, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, all right, you guys air your grievances.
Do you know what your problem is, John? You like him better than me. So you know what? He's fired.
Which is so bad.
Which is bad, but I don't want to put it like that. But I can tell you who ain't crying. Lamar. Lamar don't seem like he fades at all.
Right.
Yeah, he like,
right. Yeah, no,
it seemed like Bashadi picked his quarterback, which most all organizations do.
Yes.
All do.
If they're in their prime.
And a superstar.
And you have a chance to win with them still, you pick your quarterback, which is the right thing to do.
Yes.
It is always, I think, a telltale of a good organization when you don't find that kind of stuff out until after.
Yes.
I don't have any idea that Lamar and Harbaugh didn't like each other or maybe there was bad blood or anything like that, if there is. Because it was well run. You keep that stuff inside. And then it still is inside. Like, I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
We're just looking at facial expressions from slow motion videos now, right?
Yeah.
We're like, see, Lamar was unhappy behind him. I don't know. Maybe he was cold. I don't know if he didn't like him or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, if that is the case, then that's what you do. You pick the MVP quarterback who's, what, 28?
Yeah, you got to do that, man.
And you move on from the coach, and hopefully you can win with the quarterback like they did with Elway at the very end.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good. I didn't watch the part about – I had turned it off when he started becoming a front office and all that. I was like, this is long. I just wanted to watch the
football
part. You wanted
to watch the football stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know. I remember that kind of part of it, but I didn't know all the other stuff. It was pretty good, pretty fun, pretty good story.
It was a good story.
I would recommend it to people if you wanted to check it out.
It was a good story.
Chris Goddard up going once, twice. Sold.
All right,
let's
get
to the back
all
page.
Right. Yes.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So, you know, we have all these cliches in life, and they tend to get overused. And at that point, that's when they start to kind of wear on me. So for about the past, I don't know, I guess it's been like a year now, like give somebody their flowers.
Every
time somebody says it, just makes me kind of cringe just because it gets used so freaking much.
Yep.
Now, the expression does match whatever it is intended to match. It does make sense. It's just used a lot. The one before that, though, was living their best life. You can't go down to the damn grocery store and get through the fast checkout in a quickly manner without somebody saying, living your best life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I did find an exception to this of somebody that is actually living their best life, though, and this is the appropriate usage for this. And it's Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, who, look, has become like the hero of Jacksonville.
Oh, I love him, Duval. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not, and it's, you know, with this playoff run right now, it's really escalated because now the football is starting to shine through in the NFL like the golden locks and the popularity always has. So this is Trevor's day when they beat the Titans in week 18 of the NFL season. First off, they beat them 41-7. Okay, that's nice. So Trevor gets to the locker room. Did y'all see any of the post-game celebration in the locker room?
No.
Trevor Lawrence was given a grill.
Oh, really?
Oh, I did see that on Twitter.
Which we popped right into his mouth, gave a big grin in the little grill pinkies.
Yeah. You got to do the grill pinkies.
You have to.
You got
to
do the grill pinkies. You have to.
All right?
Okay.
That's what they're called, right? Grill pinkies?
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
So how in the world, Trevor didn't know about this. All right, how do the Jacksonville Jaguars get a grill that fits in his mouth appropriately?
It's a good question.
Oh, they had you dinner records.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, this isn't how they got. All they have was a dental record,
that's
though.
That's amazing.
They have a dental record. And it
takes
and
your mouthpiece
make mold.
Grills,
and your mouthpiece mold.
Oh, right. If they made you a mouthpiece already.
Everybody, before the season, everybody gets their molds.
Well, so I don't know if Jacksonville knew that.
Okay.
Because they went to Trevor's wife.
Okay. Oh, really?
Trevor's wife went to their dentist.
Oh, okay.
And
sure.
got a mold
of
Trevor's teeth that they had used in some other fitting or something
nice.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Took it to this grill guy. His name was Teezy, who I guess is the Jacksonville grill guy. Got the grill made. It has 3.5 natural VS stones, which is just an expensive diamond in the front. See, I had to Google what a VS stone was. I don't even know these things. All right, so Trevor's gifted with this grill. Takes some pretty cool pictures. Does the grill pinkies and everything. All right. Later on in the day, Trevor goes to a bar. All right, could be a bar, could be a club. It's kind of hard to tell by the video, and there is video, but there's not great audio along with it. Some Jacksonville Jaguars fan goes up to Trevor Lawrence while he's just chilling at a bar with some teammates. You put Jacksonville all on your shoulders all season. I was wondering if I could put you on mine. This girl not only asked Trevor Lawrence if she could get him on her shoulders and squat him.
What?
There's a woman?
He lets her do it.
Wow.
Hold on.
There is video
of him like letting
this girl
okay.
getting Trevor. It looks like, if you're a wrestling fan, the torture rack kind
okay.
of position.
Right.
Okay. Not
but
like, a shoulder ride like you give your kids.
No, on her shoulders, and she squats him a couple of times.
Nice.
Like literally just goes to the ground and squats him, right?
She must have been a pretty sturdy built lady. Because Trevor's pretty tall.
She was a sturdy-built lady.
He's sturdy-built, yeah.
Trevor is, let's see.
Like, she's a...
He's 6'5 and 210.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't skip leg day.
She's a power cleaner.
No, she's not skip leg day.
She was pretty sure she could do that.
Oh, yeah. She knew she could do that.
And he must have done the little eye scout and thought,
of course.
He can do this,
yeah,
too.
Because if not,
if he falls, like,
if he falls and hurts himself,
yeah,
well, it's going to be a problem.
And it doesn't even look like she was being spotted either.
Well, do you think he, like, check for calluses, make sure she, you know, has been putting in the work?
Nah, you just look for that, you know, some trunk.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
So for Trevor Lawrence, man of the people, to allow this girl to do this in this bar, that's a pretty cool thing. Because you can't a lot of quarterbacks in the league, you try to even go up to them at a bar or a club, you're not even getting anywhere
close
to
them. That's a great line, by the way. You put Jacksonville on your back all season. Can I put you on mine?
So we're not even done yet.
I love it.
So after the bar or the club, Trevor, with some teammates still, goes into a local Jacksonville Waffle House. And this is at like 2:30 a.m. All right? Again, doesn't sneak in, doesn't go to some highfalutin diner, goes to freaking Waffle House.
Okay.
All right, here's how that went.
He arrived, I'm going to say, about 1:30, 2 o'clock.
He came straight down to the section that I was in. I was too happy. He ordered a Texas bacon cheesesteak milk plate covered, and he had a pecan waffle. Oh, he loved it. He loved it, especially the pecan waffle. He was so humble, and he was so nice. He told me, pull up a chair, sit down with us, and so I did it.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple times when he went through the Waffle House.
He's a regular.
Yeah, it's
there.
Really cool. Yeah. Really cool. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
It's really cool.
It is.
They better keep playing. They better keep winning.
Yeah.
You take his ass
Because you become the non-hero, anti-hero of Jacksonville very quickly.
It's
fun to be like, everybody likes him because of all this. He's won some games.
Yeah, he won some football games. So,
he lost some games. Don't go to Waffle House at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, definitely not. You're going to order in on that case. Uh-huh. So we go from the extremely positive. By the way, good for you, Trevor. That right there will make you. I don't know if I'm going to root for the Jags versus the Bills.
I've always liked Trevor Lawrence. Sure. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. I do have Trevor on one fantasy dynasty team.
Okay. You still playing fantasy?
Well, no, not actively going. Okay. It's a league that I'm in with Brian, the Georgia fan, and then Rick.
How many the name of that team? Go, sorry.
What were you going to ask?
How many leagues did you win?
I ended up winning 3. Made the playoffs in 7 out of 13. So I won 3. So that's pretty cool. Almost 25%.
Hey, you know.
You know, I ended up in the green.
Exactly. That's right.
And it was in the green enough to pay like a bill or two.
Most important.
So yeah, we're good. The name of that team, though, is my quarterback is a hot chick. And I have Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl, like the little picture.
Kind of looks
I might
like
have to change that now. I kind of feel bad just because I've had the name of that team. But Trevor does have some long, silky looking hair, you know? I mean,
he does. He's got good hair.
He does have great hair.
Is that long, silky hair, Bo?
He's got good hair.
Yeah, he's
maybe he could be in one of those.
Flowy? It waves.
He could be one of those commercials with Palomalu.
He definitely could.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they haven't tapped him for that already.
He's going. He's going to be full silver. Like he's about half and half right now. Palomalu.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the new.
I thought you were talking about Trevor.
Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
Right.
He
head and Shoulders commercials. Yeah. Why would you?
Okay.
Who cares? Yeah. He still has all of it. It still looks great. He's in commercials. It's going to be full gray at some point, which is going to be awesome. Like that long hair.
That long hair gray?
Gray is going to look like a Greek god or a Samoan one.
Or grandma.
So y'all remember that Cooper DeJean celebration story? And I was wondering, now, was he really paying homage to John Cena or was he making fun of him?
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
All right, it's been confirmed. Nikki Bella and Cooper DeJean are lightly dating.
Good for him.
They have been out on, according to Nikki Bella, who is 42, Cooper DeJean's 22.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Because she still got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, she's
just Googled her.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yep.
Good for him.
So she says that they are not technically together, but they've been on a few fun dates.
Like,
so,
she could be his mama. Hell yeah.
Should be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
But she's not.
I still don't believe
Say it one more time.
Mommy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't believe his explanation of that touchdown. I thought he was, I think he's trolling.
He's spouting, though. I mean, yeah. You got you want to look like that? I'm going to spout her.
Yeah. I just don't care. Like, I'm just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
No, and John Cena probably does not care what his 22-year-old kid and his ex fiance are doing or not doing.
Have a
he's
nice time.
And has been for like
oh, he seems like right. He's like, all right. Because he else probably showed it to him. John Cena's like, all right.
Cool.
I've already been there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
In fact, I know.
Some young man. Thanks
I
for
know.
Being a fan.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what you're saying. If don't nobody know, I know.
Say great for him. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.